From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz is away. I'm Rachel Martin. There are roughly 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but next month, President Obama will start a gradual drawdown. The goal is to have most Americans home by 2014. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has been talking a lot about what happens when troops do finally come home and face a civilian culture that may not understand them. Here he is speaking last fall.
Even after 9/11, in the absence of a draft, for a growing number of Americans, service in the military, no matter how laudable, has become something for other people to do.
Many of those coming home from war have life-altering injuries, some visible, some not. Many also struggle to find jobs, reconnect with their kids, and just fit into the civilian world. That's our cover story today, Bridging the Military-Civilian Divide. Which brings us to Valerie McIntosh. She left the Army with 20 years of service under her belt, two deployments to Iraq, and post-traumatic stress disorder. She was directed to a group called Team Red, White, and Blue, which pairs wounded veterans with a so-called civilian advocate, someone who can help vets navigate life after the military. Valerie recently moved to the Washington, D.C. area, and she was matched up with Marsha Buckley, a former middle school teacher. They're in the studio with me now. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So you two were paired up by compatibility after filling out an online form. Valerie, what was it like meeting Marsha for the first time? Tell me about that.
Initially, it was awkward. That's before she opened her mouth. Because, because we think about civilians like maybe like Leave It to Beaver or something. Some really sweet woman coming up and just saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I thought it was going to be like that. But it wasn't. It wasn't. It was deeper than that.
How about for you?
Apparently I'm not sweet.
No.
With which my family would concur, Valerie.
Did she break some of your preconceptions about who a soldier is?
What it broke was my initial preconception of the veteran, the young 20-year-old man who has visible injuries, who's lost a limb or something like that. I hadn't thought about a woman my age who is at the end of an almost 20-year military career encountering a real war zone for the first time and needing support because of that.
So if we can take a step back, tell me a little bit about your service. Where were you deployed?
I was deployed in Iraq twice, and I also went to Desert Storm. My job was mortuary affairs. For the first part of my career, I was stationed in Hawaii where we did anthropology work and search and recovery, but it was from the past wars. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any comprehension what it was to be mortuary affairs in a combat zone.
Can you give us a sense of what a day is like?
So in my first week in Iraq, I was startled out of my sleep around 2 a.m. saying that we had a kill on a patrol, and it's an Iraqi interpreter, and we need you to come right away. So I'm running in the dark to this clinic, and I'm thinking they're just going to have this interpreter already in a body bag in the clinic, and now I need to process. But they had him still in the truck where he was assassinated. And it was my job to take him out of the truck and put him in the body bag and then proceed from there. So I didn't really comprehend that part until that moment.
And I imagine that stress of being in that environment, that's hard.
It is. There was a lot of people withdrawing from me because when they saw me, mm-hmm. it reminded them that death is around.
What made you reach out for help?
Me being in the military, there's certain things that are like programmed in my head, in my behavior. Like, I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. It's there, it's a mission, and I want to get it completed.
And so someone recommended this program to you, and you said, I'm a good soldier, I will go sign up for that program.
Exactly.
What support does Marsha give you? How has she been able to help you as you kind of transition into this new life?
Fortunately, Marsha used to be a middle school teacher, and my child is in middle school. And I was a little detached from my son because I had to leave him a lot. So meeting Marsha and her having that background, I felt a little more secure, like, okay, if I have any academic problems or issues with my 13-year-old, and plus she has a daughter of the same age, mm-hmm. I can kind of maybe bounce it off of her.
And how's that happened?
Yeah, she's too modest probably to mention it, but her son is a very bright young man. Her son is academically gifted. And, well, Valerie wasn't aware of what resources existed in this area for him. And so if that's an area I can help her in, I can do that. I felt confident at least that I could do that.
Valerie, why was it important for you through this program to develop a structured relationship with someone not in the military?
Me and another soldier probably wouldn't have as much compassion because they would probably have more of, let me complete this mission than let me take care of this person as a human being.
That's Army veteran Valerie McIntosh and her civilian advocate, Marsha Buckley. They're part of Team Red, White, and Blue. Valerie and Marsha, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.